week, Kicks with Bricks, the show which helps you decide if a game is worth spending your hard-earned money on or a try before you buy. Now here's your host, Barry Ricks.
Hey guys, welcome to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. I am your host, Barry Ricks, and today's Kickstarter highlight is Regalia of Men and Monarchs by Pixelated Milk. And today we have one of the masterminds with us today. I have Bartosz with me. How's it going today?
It's going great. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for being on the show. I know with the Kickstarter and everything, it could be pretty crazy.
Yeah, definitely. A lot of stuff going on, but we managed somehow.
Exactly. Well, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself and maybe a little bit about Pixelated Milk?
Okay, so my name is Bartosz, like you said. I'm from Poland, and I'm the lead, I'm the project lead for Regalia of Men and Monarchs. And Pixelated Milk is a very, very tiny studio composed by basically, it's basically a group of friends that got together and is making a game currently. And we are located in Warsaw, in Poland, like I said. And I think that's pretty much it.
Well, no, that's really, it's cool that you have friends that can be able to do that with you and just like, hey guys, let's make a game. And everyone's like, okay, let's do
it. It's something like this, yes.
Well, that's exciting. Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about Regalia, what it is, and what people can expect from it?
So Regalia is this Japanese-inspired role-playing game. The strange stuff, I guess, is that it's a Japanese game or Japanese-inspired game, but it's made in Poland, so by Polish people. But yeah,
that's okay.
It's the easiest way to describe it is Persona meets Disgaea, basically. It's a game for PC, for consoles, hopefully for PlayStation 4 and PlayStation Vita, also for Linux. And what we did with the game is we basically tried to take the best elements out of Persona and Disgaea. So we got like tactical battles, turn-based. We got social links. So we got town building, and we got pretty hand-drawn 2D artwork in the game. So that's the key features of the title.
Definitely. Well, and the artwork is fantastic, and it does have that really good JRPG feel to it, and you guys are doing a really good job. And
thank you.
What you're showing on the Kickstarter obviously is alpha beta stuff, but it looks fantastic.
We tried really hard to make it visually appealing, I guess. We are really lucky to work with our artists, who I think are doing a very good job of making Eastern inspired art. So it doesn't really look like a Polish game. It looks more like a Japanese game, just with a European heart. So the visual presentation, the manga presentation was really important to us to get it right.
Definitely. So what distinguishes Regalia from other typical JRPGs?
Well, like I said, the most important thing is that it's not really a JRPG. It's a PRPG, or however you want to call it.
There you go.
It's a PRPG.
That's right.
And the other distinguishing stuff is that because it's made in Europe, it has some of the Western influences, I guess. So you get the classic Japanese stuff like rich storyline. You get lots of quirky characters and fun battles. But in addition to that, you got all those Western elements like the town building, or crafting, or gathering. The elements that are really that are a signature of the Western RPGs. So it's like a cross of the two worlds. So I guess that's what distinguishes the title. It's a lot of good stuff, or at least that's what we hope, melted together in one pot.
There you go. No, that's really cool. And you guys have reached a couple of your stretch goals already, so that's good. And that, which means that you're fully funded at this point.
Yes.
And continuing to get to go further.
Yes.
And so congratulations
on
that.
Thank you very much. Thank you. We were really nervous about the campaign, but I guess it's going fine. So we are.
Yeah, well, you guys, as of today, when we're recording the show, you still have 9 days to go left on the Kickstarter, set to end on July 3rd.
Yes.
And as we said, you guys are fully funded and have reached a couple of your stretch goals already. So that's awesome and exciting. It's kind of probably a natural high that you guys have. You're like, this is going to happen. So.
I think we are relieved. That's the best description of the feeling that we are experiencing right now.
Well, and you guys are going to be, I imagine, crazy busy, especially after the campaign ends and everything.
Yes.
When do you guys hope to have the game out to the backers?
The release date, we are shooting for October 2016, so a year and a half probably. And just at the beginning of 2016, we are also going to do a backer beta, so like a small piece of the game that's going to be playable to the backers. But the release of the game itself is going to be October or November 2016.
That's awesome. So with the Kickstarter being fully funded and that's going to happen, do you guys have any plans after the Kickstarter to do any more extra funding after that, or just the Kickstarter and you'll call it good?
Well, right now, I think we are satisfied with the funding we are getting. We have self-funded the other half. So the other 40K probably was self-funded out of our pockets and out of a bank loan we took. So in terms of funds, we are currently, it's looking pretty comfortable right now. So I don't anticipate any additional funding that would be needed.
Well, good. That's awesome. It's good to know that right after the Kickstarter, you guys will be fully focused on the production of the game. So how many people on your team are in charge of doing the illustration and stuff?
Okay, so we have 11 people on the team.
11.
And
okay.
Three of them are 2D artists, so basically the people who are drawing stuff. And we also have one 3D artist who is doing all the 3D models you see in the game. So four artists out of 11 people, I guess, and three of them are drawing stuff, like the art you see.
Yeah, definitely. Well, that's really exciting. So with a successful Kickstarter, and this being your guys' first Kickstarter that you have done, would you have any advice or tips to give to future people that want to start their own Kickstarter, or is there maybe something that you wish you would have done?
Yeah, I think we have made a lot of mistakes, actually. And we are really pissed off about them. But what I want to do is, after the campaign finishes, I want to make a really detailed, like a post-mortem of the campaign and just analyze all the mistakes we made so far. But I think that the biggest problem right now is that we do not have a playable code, something that we could show, I don't know, to the streamers or to the people that to the YouTubers. So I think that's our biggest sin. So my advice to the people who would like to make a Kickstarter would be to start with something really small, but something that you could show to other people and have them play this. And I would also like to say that Kickstarter is really, really difficult these days. So it's not as simple as it looks.
Well, it's true, because Kickstarter is a very popular forum to go into now to fund independent projects, and so you have to stand out pretty well to get your project funded, as you guys did. So that was really good on your part.
Yeah, but you know, there's a lot of huge names on Kickstarter right now. I mean, we started on the same day that Bard's Tale did, so that was.
Oh, okay.
That was pretty brutal. But also there was Bloodstained, and now we have Shenmue 3. So a lot of big titles are siphoning the cash out of Kickstarter. So it's more difficult to get funded right now.
Well, it definitely helped that that the game was announced at E3 at the Sony PlayStation
conference. So I'm sure it was funded very quickly. But you guys are, it's fantastic because you're a new company. You're a bunch of friends that got together to create something that you love and you have a passion for, and you guys did it, and now it's going to be made, and that's a success story in itself, and that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, we are really happy with how it went. It's really difficult for Polish people to get their project on Kickstarter. It's not as straightforward as for you guys in the States. We had to jump through a lot of hoops and additional costs to even get the project out. So yes, we are really, really relieved that we made the funding. We have funded ourselves on Kickstarter.
Yeah, well, that's interesting that you bring up the point about how people in different countries have to go through a different process to get their Kickstarter on Kickstarter, essentially. So was that just, you know, making sure that you guys fill out this proper paperwork, or how did that all work out?
Well, the problem is that you cannot officially, if you have a company in Poland like we do, you cannot have your project on Kickstarter. You have to have some kind of representation in the States or in the United Kingdom or whatever. So the biggest problem or the biggest hoop you have to get through is to get someone to represent you, to represent your company in the States. So in our case, it was a service in the United States, but it wasn't free. It took a lot of time and a lot of work. So it was really much more difficult for us to get the project on than if we were based in States or in the United Kingdom.
Well, that's very interesting, and thank you for sharing with that. I'm sure the listeners will find that very, I found it very interesting anyway. I guess we take it for granted being over here in the States, not thinking that other people have to go through extra efforts to get onto Kickstarter, because, you know, it's an internet thing, so why would it make a difference? But obviously it does, and that's very interesting to find out that you guys had to do that much more with the Kickstarter than someone else. And so to me, that just attests to your guys' devotion to the game even more, because you have to do more than the, you know, just some Joe Schmo over here. So
I think it was good to us, because we knew that we couldn't be lazy with the campaign. We knew that we had only one shot with the campaign, basically, because of the setup costs and all the legal stuff. So we did our best to make the campaign as good as we possibly can. So
yeah.
Yes.
Well, no, and you guys did a great job, and obviously you have, you know, close to almost 2,000 backers, and so there's a big group of people out there that found your project and are very excited about it as well. So that's really cool. So Bartosz, I that's about it. You know, I don't want to take too much of your time. You're a busy man. But thanks for being on the show. I really appreciate you taking time out of your busy Kickstarter schedule. You basically have a little bit more than a week left on the campaign, but you guys are fully funded. You're just trying to hit some more stretch goals, and that's really exciting. Why don't you tell people where they can find more about Pixelated Milk or more about Regalia?
First, of course, if you are interested or if this project sounds interesting to you, then we would be very honored to have you as our backer on Kickstarter. But you can also find more about the game on our website or on our dev blog. It's basically regaliagame.com. We also have a Twitter. So if you want to know more about the game, please take a look. I think that you will like what you see there.
Definitely. They're, like he said, they're on Twitter, they're on Facebook. You can check out their website, and I'll have links to all those in the show notes, so you can definitely reach out to them that way. So, Bartosz, thank you so much again for being on the show. I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I also must say that you are a first English-speaking person that pronounced my name correctly. So, it's amazing.
Nice. I'll take that as a win. That's exciting. So thanks again, and good luck to the future with Regalia and also with Pixelated Milk and everything you guys do. Oh, are you still there?
Yeah, sorry, some connection problems.
Oh, nice. You're just anyway, thanks to Dan Patrice for our intro and outro. He is the Board Game Geek, and you can find him at the Geek All-Stars. And remember to back your projects wisely.
Thanks for listening to Sweet Kicks with Bricks. If you'd like to mail the show, send any questions, comments, or interview requests to sweetkickswithbricks@gmail.com. Sweet Kicks with Bricks is a Closet Geek Studios production. For more information on The Closet Geek, please head to closetgeek.net.